So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you didn't realize it when you walked in tonight, but you are in the presence of royalty. And you can stop looking around. It's me. It's me. I'm the royalty. And I know I am no Meghan Markle. You're not going to see me splashed across the pages of a highfalutin New York fashion magazine. I'm not going to be profiled in a high society publication. You've never even asked me to show you my shoes at a fiesta parade. But like that fake royalty, I too have a crown and a title that no one can ever take away from me. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You are looking at the first ever, the original, the OG, as the young kids call it, Little Miss Cuero. Yes, it was quite an honor. I come from Cuero, Texas, which is a small town about 90 miles southeast of here, and I was 5 years old when I nabbed the title of Child Queen for my hometown, whose motto is Cuero, Texas, where America talks turkey, and whose billboards proudly proclaim Turkey Capital of the World. Because if you haven't guessed it by now, Cuero used to be known for its turkey farms, and it was also known for its turkey farms. So everything there is either named for or revolves around that heritage. So that is why the high school mascot is a gobbler. And you know, it's really a fightin' gobbler because only in Cuero would they take the dumbest animal in the entire world and draw the mascot to look like a big old hulked up Lou Ferrigno steroid injected piece of poultry that every athletic team should fear. But for some reason, that mind game must work. Because the 2018 State 4A District 2 football champions are the Fightin' Cuero Gobblers. Once a gobbler, always a gobbler, hashtag. So anyway, our high school, everything in our high school revolved around that heritage too. And I know there's a big contingent of Cuero people here. And you cannot answer these questions. So I'm going to ask the audience, what do you think the name of our student newspaper was? You're all wrong. Turkey Talk. Turkey Talk. And I was on the dance team, and my sister was on the dance team. And what do you think the dance team was called? The Trotters. I am a proud trotter. Hello. But putting that aside for a minute, the funnier part of this story is that I am not the only royal in my family. My brother was Gobbler King, which is prom king to normal high schools. And but my dad had the absolute best title of all, because in 1972, he was crowned Sultan Yekrut the 14th. Now, Yekrut is turkey spelled backwards. And he received this honor so that he could reign over a 4-day extravaganza known as Turkey Trot. And the young woman who got to reign with him, her official title was Sultana Oriuk, which is Cuero, spelled backwards. So we are a clever lot, we Cueroites. But let me tell you a little bit about my dad. My dad was Atticus Finch before Harper Lee even knew who Atticus Finch was. He was a small town lawyer with black horn-rimmed glasses. He was intelligent and kind and giving, and he had high morals, and, you know, really the best way to describe him is if you think about our current president and you think about the exact opposite, that's my dad. He lacked all conceit. He never sought the spotlight. He never spoke ill of others. He didn't grandstand. And that's why it's so hilarious that for 4 days in October of 1972, he was the absolute center of attention in Cuero, Texas. And he embraced that role with great gusto, as did everyone else. So this celebration was really an homage to the Turkish Empire, because Cuero had turkeys, and there is a country named Turkey. And that is truly the absolute soul connection. And now you know that we are so clever in Cuero that we will build a 4-day festival around a homonym. So, you know how the fake Fiesta royalty has a huge coronation and it's really ornate and elaborate? Well, my father had an equally ornate and elaborate coronation, and he looked awesome. He wore a red and gold turban. He had an impeccably tailored white suit, and he wore a red velvet robe that had a 6-inch border of gold sequins. And on the back was a massive hand-beaded turkey. And he looked great. And you know how during Fiesta, the young women of the town, the debutantes, bow before the king and they have these, you know, unbelievably expensive gowns and robes and crowns? Well, the young women of the town in Cuero bowed before my dad too, but it didn't quite play out the same way. Partly because it was 1972, and come on, I mean, it was just a completely different time. But also, it was a Turkish theme, remember? So when they bowed before my dad, they wore harem attire. So think Barbara Eden in I Dream of Jeannie. And for you millennials, that is a midriff-bearing top, and sheer parachute pants and pointy-toed shoes and a ponytail. I think some of them even had the scarf that went over their face. So there was that. That happened. And reigning over all of this mayhem was my father, Atticus Finch, in a turban. And it sounds like a crazy acid dream, really, from the 70s, but it's real, and it happened. And despite as weird and loony as it sounds, there was something very sweet and innocent about those 4 days of totally inappropriate cultural appropriation. And I was very young when Turkey Trot happened, but I've had a lot of time to reflect on it. And I think that the reason it seemed so sweet and innocent is because the world was just bigger back then. And no one could have imagined that you could push a button and via your computer screen, you could visit any country in the world. So they took our South Texas turkey farming heritage and they wrapped it in the trappings of a culture that they knew only from the resources at the time. So it was encyclopedias and movies and books. And you know what it was really like? It was like a 4-day dramatic production, after which everyone enjoys the cast party, turns in their costumes, and goes home, enriched by the experience and sad that it's over. And you know, that's really how I feel about having grown up in Cuero. So very enriched by that experience, and so very sad when it was over. But you know what they say? You can take the girl out of Cuero, but you can't take the Cuero out of the girl. And thank goodness, because let's face it, without that, I wouldn't be the queen I am today.